Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
On May 30th, 1922, three generations after Lincoln's assassination, the 19-foot statue of Abraham Lincoln on the Capitol steps was dedicated. There were many famous people among the 50,000 who gathered, including Lincoln's only surviving son, Robert. Robert Lincoln was 78 years old. He laboriously climbed the steps of the Capitol, accompanied by his wife, Mary. When he reached the top, the crowd cheered. Those things spoken about the nation's greatest president give us a window into who he was. Dr. Robert R. Morton, Tuskegee's president and the only black man on the stage, said, "He freed a nation as well as a race. 60 years ago, he stood in lonely grandeur above a torn and bleeding nation, a towering figure of patient righteousness." The poet Edwin Markham read his poem, Lincoln, the Man of the People. The last two lines read, "He was a man to hold against the world, a man to match the mountains and the sea." William Howard Taft, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, said, "We feel a closer touch with him than with living men. The influence he still wields, one may say with all reverence, has a Christ-like character. It has spread to the four quarters of the globe. The oppressed and lowly of all peoples, and liberty and free government spread, pronounce his name with awe and cherish his assured personal sympathy as a source of hope."
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.